There's a lot of questions about Jenna Griswold. She is the Secretary of State in Colorado. She says that the Supreme Court got it wrong. Yeah, she says the Supreme Court got it wrong. And now it's going to have to be left up to the voters to decide who's going to be president. Gee, what a concept. Join me now, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation. Hans, look, voters get to decide, apparently, after this 9-0 ruling that she says was wrong. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. Democrats like her are always talking about how the other side of the political aisle is a threat to democracy, right? Anti-democratic. And yet it's her. It's the Democratic Secretary of Maine. It's four democratically appointed judges on the Colorado State Supreme Court who don't want voters to be able to choose who the candidate will be in the election today in Colorado and in Maine.
You know, she was the first elected Secretary of State Democrat since 1963 when she was elected a couple of years back. I wonder if they'll keep her. I mean, she's 30-something. She's obviously been drinking the Kool-Aid a little too long because the rule of law means nothing to her. But, of course, we've seen that around the country. These secretaries of state, the one in Maine, not even elected, thought she could take Donald Trump off the ballot, right?
You're right. Well, not only that, but look, the Maine Secretary of State was an elector for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. You would think that she might realize that she's got a conflict of interest to have now chosen to say, oh, the guy who's going to oppose the man that I was the elector for, I'm going to take him off the ballot. Well, I know that didn't even occur to her either.
Yeah. How do they continue to cling to this idea that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist? Has he been charged with insurrection? Has he been convicted of insurrection? Any crime like that?
He's never been charged. He's never been indicted. And the one time it came up, remember, was in the second impeachment resolution that was approved by the U.S. House right at the end of his presidency. And they held a trial in the Senate, and he was acquitted.
Oh, yeah, because Jamie Raskin's out there, Democrat, far-left fringe player, screaming that Donald Trump was impeached because he's an insurrectionist, so therefore he should not be able to appear on ballots. These people will look you right in the eye and lie about things that they know are simply untrue, won't they?
Well, they will, and Jamie Raskin definitely. I actually debated him years ago before he ran for Congress. And he's one of those professors who's willing to stand up and basically say anything, even if it's not true, because he figures the audience won't know any better.
Well, and sadly, he's right about that. I mean, civic education in America, come on. Do we have any anymore? Do people know how the Constitution works? I mean, I hear people say the most outrageous, well, the Constitution says this and this, and I'm thinking, no, it does. It doesn't say any of those things, right? It's nutty what people think because they don't read.
Well, it's not just that, but remember, the left really has taken control of our academic institutions all the way from college down to our kindergartens, and they are teaching what they are teaching in the schools is a complete perversion of what the Constitution actually says when they even teach it. Because, as you know, most of the time they're teaching that you should pay no attention to it because it was created by a bunch of slave-owning white men. That's their view of it.
Right. Let me ask you this, Hans. I'd like you to look into that crystal ball of yours because this – obviously, this decision is very important today, Super Tuesday. Now people in Colorado and Maine can actually vote who they want. And so they can actually, you know, cast votes that matter. And I think this builds more momentum for Donald Trump. But looking into your crystal ball, the next big decision will be argued, the next big case will be argued April the 22nd. That, of course, being the immunity case involving Donald Trump and what he did in his official capacity as president. Any feeling, any inkling on this at all?
Well, no, I don't really know how the court will come out. I think it's important for people to understand that The court has in the past held that presidents have immunity from civil actions. They've just never been faced with a potential criminal prosecution of a former president. I do think the very same arguments that said, well, a president has to have immunity from civil action, otherwise he'll be afraid to do anything, to take any steps, I think that also applies to criminal prosecutions. The only question I think will be, well, how far does it extend? Can it only, is it for everything a president does while in office, or only, do you have to distinguish between official acts and somehow personal acts, and how do you draw that line?
Yeah, how do you draw that line? Look, they're trying to criminalize political speech, the most protected speech in America, and that's what the takeaway is. We'll see how the court argues. That's coming up on April the 22nd. Currently, it's Super Tuesday, and the president has a lot of momentum. Hans, thank you for being here as always.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Folks, listen, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship. They wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived, and that's why my good friends at Hillsdale College have produced a brand new free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline. It's taught by genius and historian Victor Davis Hanson. The course traces the history of citizenship, explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders and identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with family, friends, neighbors, whomever. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today. Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline. All you do, go to gruberforhillsdale.com. gruberforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today. gruberforhillsdale.com. You can teach people. That's a big part of what we do here. Teach people the truth. gruberforhillsdale.com. Please check it out. I'll be back. Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh, no. Turn around. Start paddling.
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.